When I call your name, please come get your iPad. Antonio.
Sally Umble Elementary School is one of two schools in the Monroe City District participating in the iPad program. iPads are marketed as versatile, easy to use, with nearly endless educational applications. The Technology as Education project is slated to run 3 years. Early indicators are that the iPads are popular in kindergarten. Five-year-old scholar Jason Fisher explained to me some of the computer's instructional complexities.
What's your favorite part of it?
Playing games.
Can you tell me about your favorite game?
A ladybug game.
What do you try and make the ladybug do?
Try and make it move.
Does it spell words or solve math problems?
It spells words.
What's your favorite word that it's helped you spell?
Cat.
Can you spell it for me?
C-A-T.
No, Jason, your mouth is moving and it's not supposed to be, and you have scissors in your hand.
One of the themes most apparent to the untutored observer is the blurring of the lines between playing and learning. Kindergarten teacher Kaylin Benoit explains.
The kids are using iPads they do it for math and English reading. They have a bunch of free apps that they can just go and play and learn on it. They think that they're playing. They're really learning while they're playing.
But it's not all fun and games. There's a serious research component to the program. Sally Umble's principal, David Claxton, explains.
We're supposed to keep this program for 3 years and have the same children in the same class with the iPads through kindergarten, first, second grade. And then I guess the research will show what the iPads have accomplished, how much more our children have learned, what they haven't learned.
Kindergarten teacher Kaylin Benoit says keeping the same group of children together for the duration of a 3-year study is rare. She says that keeping the young classmates together will help form the basis of data on the effectiveness of iPad use, contrasted with the progress of children who have not had access to the computers in the classroom. Monroe City Schools could see more iPad use if the results justify it, and that's a big if. University of Louisiana at Monroe Associate Professor of Instructional Technology Mike Boitner says iPads are likely to boost children's interest in learning, but he cautions against putting too much faith in the iPad's role in the classroom.
The question of whether or not that technology itself contributes to what we would call a direct correlation or even a causal relationship with learning and achievement has yet been decided. It is still up in the air. As far as we know at this point, technology by itself does not enhance learning.
Kaylin Benoit says so far the iPads appear to be an effective teaching tool.
You can basically get on each student's individual level. Students who need to work on like letter sound and letter recognition, they can do that. While students who are ready to start reading, they can do that. So it individualizes the learning and it helps on each of their own levels.
Sally Umble Elementary has roughly 25 iPads. Monroe City Schools estimates the total cost of the program to be at about $35,000. Still, Principal David Claxton remains adamant that the computers represent a small portion of the teacher's repertoire.
We still need to count on our teacher to do the teaching. These are only tools to help the teacher and the children get and grasp the education they need.
For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.